Let us feel the stillness of your presence. Let us feel your power in our midst today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord is mighty in the midst of you.
Amen.
The Lord God is mighty in the midst of you.
Yes.
Meditate on that voice that says, I shall be exalted above the nations. Know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God.
It is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Know that I am God. And besides me, there is no other.
No.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am in control. Be still and know that everything is placed under my foot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be still and know that I shall be exalted above the heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is the commandment of God. God says the word, be still. Be still. Be still and know that I am God.
Amen.
Be still and recognize the eternal spirit in our midst. Praise God.
Amen.
When you are still to recognize this presence, which in reality is the only presence, you enter into fellowship with the Father and with the Son. And you begin to experience the power of the ages to come.
Hallelujah.
You begin to experience deliverance in your lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you can just be still enough to recognize that eternal presence, all your problems will pass away in the twinkle of an eye. Moses became still and he recognized, he came in contact with a burning bush. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That burning bush, out of it came a voice saying, I am that I am. From that moment, Moses will never be the same again. Moses came in contact with that presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let us exercise ourselves to unite with that presence, to recognize that presence, to mingle with that presence, to be one with that presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is all you will ever need throughout all eternity. That presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Knowing the I am that I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We ask you, God, that scales will fall off the eyes of your people today.
Yes.
Yokes will be broken.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We command you in a spirit to be calm, tranquil right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as many as hear this message from whatever part of the world, let them receive healing.
Amen.
Amen.
According to your grace.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I'll give room for, if you have one or two testimonies, something to say after, we'll give room for that. Praise God.
Amen.
Right now, we go into the word. Praise God. And someone, can you distribute these papers for me here? Pull around. A bit of reading. Emphasis is always on hearing what the Spirit says to the church. Amen. That is what the emphasis is on. You see, all kind of show, outward show, activity in the flesh. flesh cannot give you life. Can you make a seated, brethren? Amen. Activity in the flesh cannot give you eternal life. Amen. The thing that will give you the eternal life is your ability to unite with that presence. Praise God. To seek and recognize that presence. Praise God. Mind how you hear. That is the voice of the Lord to His church today. So when you come to this ministry, expect to listen. Praise God. Listen to the Lord thunder from heaven. And when the Lord thunders from heaven, the mountains skip. Praise God. The mountains skip like lambs. Hallelujah. Every mountain in your life is erased with this revelation light that shines from above. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us understand that the grace of God has appeared before all men. As is written in the book of Titus. The grace of God has appeared. That grace which is able to save all men has appeared. Praise God. Teaching us to renounce our old walk, the way we walk in times past, and to begin a new walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the principal work that the Lord is doing is that He's destroying a veil, a covering that has been over His people right from the days of the fall. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because all men have been veiled. When you are veiled, you do not see reality. To be veiled is to be blindfolded. It's to have a cover over your face. And when you have this cover over your face, you are lost from all reality. You cannot even see yourself. But God by His Spirit, hallelujah, is writing this veil over our faces today.
Amen.
So that the people can live. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to start up today from the book of Isaiah, chapter 25. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people of fattings, a feast of wines on the lees, of fattings full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And it shall destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He shall swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God shall wipe away all tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of His people shall be taken away or taken from off all the earth, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Amen. Brethren, can you repeat? The mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
The mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Hallelujah. Now when the mouth of the Lord speaks a thing, it will be what? Accomplished. It is what? Mission accomplished. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That word that comes out of the mouth of God goes forth and it does what? It accomplishes that which it is sent to do. It cannot return back to God void. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when God says He's going to rend the veil over the face of His people, know that it is a done thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And right now what God is doing that is gathering His people upon Mount Zion.
Hallelujah.
Upon the high elevated places of Mount Zion.
Amen.
And is giving them His pure undiluted word. Hallelujah. And what happens is that as the people feast, praise God,
amen,
communion with the Lord. You know, have you heard of communion?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Communion with the Lord means fellowship with the Lord. Jesus Christ says, do this me. Praise God. It's a charge to commune with the Father, because everything that the Father will do is to bring a remembrance of the Christ. Praise God. It's to bring a remembrance of the Christ in you. Praise God. Do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. The more you remember the identity of the Christ in you, the more you escape, praise God, and you are lifted out of the realm of death. Praise God. Do this in remembrance of me. Fellowship with the Father. We are eating, feasting upon Mount Zion, taking wine, world refined wine, heavenly wine. Praise God, it is fellowship upon the mountain. Hallelujah. In the book of Revelation chapter 3, it says, I knock at the door of your heart. Amen. If you allow me to enter in and commune, sup with you, feast with you, praise God, I will abolish your misery. I will abolish your nakedness. I will abolish your blindness. And I will cause you to sit upon my throne. Hallelujah. The same way as overcame and sat on the throne of my Father. I want us to understand there is only one throne in the universe, and that is the throne of God. And that throne is also the throne of the Son. Because the Son has access to the throne of God. The Son sits upon the throne of God. All authority in heaven and earth has what? Been given over to the Son. And who is the Son?
Jesus.
And we are in Him.
Hallelujah.
You see the mystery?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Never, never, ever, ever make a mistake to separate yourself from Jesus. Because Paul says that when Christ, who is our life, appears, that is our life. That is our true identity, Christ. Praise God. The way He is the way we are. Praise God. That is what the reality of what we are hearing today. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He has granted us to sit on the throne. The psalmist says that God raises up the poor from the dunghill and sets them upon thrones with princes. Hallelujah. That dunghill is the realm of the dust, the realm of vanity that we are wasting in the transgression. But God, through the power of the resurrection, through the revelation of Christ, is bringing and awakening Himself today and causing them to arise from the dead. And when you arise from the dead, you sit on the throne. All authority in heaven and earth is given over to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. It's a very great thing, because you begin to realize that that man God created in the beginning, when God said, let us create man in our image and in our likeness, actually Christ. Paul says Christ is the image and likeness of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in reality, that is a corporate body. It's not just one man. It's a one man with many, many myriads, innumerable company of spirits that form that one man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And look at the spirits here today. Amen.
Amen.
But all along there has been a veil covering the face of the people. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
But thank God, as we sup with the Lord in fellowship, this veil is being destroyed. And when this veil is destroyed, there is no more separation between man and God. God becomes what? All in all. You see this in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, when you see the marriage, you know, like I told you that this world, people walk in parables. When you see a bride getting married, you know, to the bridegroom, you notice normally she has a veil over her face. You see, but at the moment they are joined together, that veil is removed. And the two become one. See, the two become one, and I want us to understand that When you are married, marriage actually is not a model that is fashioned for this age. Marriage is actually something that has been from the beginning. Jesus Christ spoke about marriage. He spoke about a marriage that has been from the beginning. What God has joined together, let no man separate.
Yes.
It's our union with the Lord. We are married to the Lord. We are one with the Lord. But this reality was, we are separated from this reality by the devil. That is man. So let no man separate. That's been walking in the garden with the serpent head is man. Amen?
Amen.
It's the wisdom of man. There's no skin like a snake or something with a tail, you know, with a fucking hand. All those are just, it's just imagination. If you want to see a devil, you better look at yourself in the mirror, in the flesh. You will see the devil. I tell you, hallelujah.
Praise
God. Hallelujah. The devil and ignorance go together. The devil and darkness go together. That's why Jesus Christ says, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou knowest not the things that be of God. See, the darkened understanding is all synonymous with Satan. And this is the spirit that rules in this world today.
Oh Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God. But thank God the veil is being removed. And when the veil is removed, you realize that you are one spirit with the Lord. John says that Paul says that he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. This is the marriage model. This is the oneness that we have in God from the beginning. And when you are one with God, there is nothing like death. Jesus Christ says, some of you here will never die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Enoch did not die. Elijah did not die. Moses, the body of Moses was never found. How much more you, greater sons of God, who have received the grace unto eternal life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have more knowledge, no more understanding than Enoch. We have more revelation than even Moses. How much shall we not taste of death? We who walk in this revelation. For it is written here, I shall swallow up what? Death in victory. And the mouth of the Lord has what? Spoken. Hallelujah. Death and life can have nothing to do together. Life and darkness have nothing to do together. Hallelujah. And in God, exists no death.
Amen.
And we know that he was manifested to destroy the works of what? Of the devil. And the principal work of the devil is to subject men to death. All men are subject to death. Hallelujah. But thank God the veil is being removed. Praise God.
Amen.
Something happened when Jesus Christ died on the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something very, very important. And this one subject that I really knew a lot. I've written books on it. Probably next one of these series, we're going to go deeper into the subject. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ gave up the ghost, the veil that was in the temple, that was a veil, a covering, that was in the temple of old, that hid the presence of God from everybody. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, the Bible says what? The veil was what? Destroyed. Now let's read it together. I want you to know what these things are so that you can go back and meditate on them. Matthew chapter 27 verse 50. Matthew chapter 27 verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, hallelujah. That's why I gave you the paper, so I will not waste time. Hallelujah. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, he yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was what? Rent in twain. Oh, hallelujah. From the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake. And the rocks rent. And the graves were open. And Mary, body of the saints, which slept, arose and came out of their graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You remember the tabernacle or the temple of God? Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
In the Old English Hebrew tradition, like I told you, people who walk in shadows, in parables, praise God.
Hallelujah.
There were three commandments. Actually, see, there was what they call the outer court. Amen. The outer court, I couldn't all see. I mean, this was the outer part of the tabernacle or the temple of God. Then you had the temple of God, which was divided into two places. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They had the holy place. Praise God. And you also had the holy of holies. Of holies, amen. In a small part, a small compartment of the temple of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this holy of holies, there was a very thick veil that separated, well, a veil that separated this holy of holies from the holy place. Praise God.
Amen.
And no man dared to go beyond that veil. Except the high priest once in a year. And before he does that, he had to make sacrifice for himself and wash himself with blood and do everything to get in there. No man could ever get in there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But what happened when Jesus Christ gave up the ghost? That veil was what?
Torn.
Meaning that we have what? Free access.
Hallelujah.
No more separation between man and separation between man and God. You know what the veil is going to prevent today? In your mind.
Amen.
In your mind.
Hallelujah.
Is this the same veil that Jesus Christ removed from the face of Lazarus? You remember when Lazarus came out of the tomb? He had a handkerchief over the face. And Jesus Christ commanded them to remove that thing from his face. Hallelujah. That is the veil that has covered men today, so that men are subject to suffering, pain, hell, death. So death itself means separation from God. If you are one with God, you cannot die. See, it's a high level of conscious attainment that God is lifting up every man into this hour as you hear the voice of the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And notice that when Jesus Christ gave up the ghost, when the veil was rented, the people who were buried in their graves came out. All these are symbolic to prove to us what happens when the veil is what? Removed from our minds. When the veil is removed from your minds, the people who are buried in the dust come out, amen,
amen,
and begin to walk in the resurrection, in life. And Jesus Christ says, "What I am the life, I am the resurrection." The resurrection is not a future day, it's not a future event. The resurrection is the Christ. If you are working to the Christ that you are in the resurrection.
Amen.
It means to be awakened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thou that sleeps in the dust, awake, arise, so that what Christ will do what? Give you light. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, the time has come to walk in the reality, confess the reality that God is revealing to us in this hour. Amen.
Amen.
You don't have to wait for it tomorrow, but rather know, hear what the voice of the Spirit is announcing to the church today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul says that you don't have to go to heaven to look to Christ, to look for Christ, or you don't have to go underneath the earth,
yes,
or into the sea, or into a building to look for Christ. Rather, the word is where? In your mouth. Confess the Christ in you. And your confession of this Christ in you is what will open a new door into a new heaven and a new earth. Praise God. Every problem we have in our humanity, in the awakening of a man. See, If Jesus Christ did not come here to come and better our lives as a human being, if you observe his ministry carefully, he was not concerned about anything. He said that let your treasure be where? In heaven. Paul said, let your treasure be where?
In heaven.
From whence your salvation comes. Let your heart, your treasure be what? In heavenly places. Your hope, the hope of your calling, is not to gather the glories of this world, but rather to realize the pure, undiluted life of the Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So the veil has been rent, praise brethren, and God says the time has come to walk in the light as he is in the light. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen. I want us to understand the model of salvation that God gave to people like Noah, to people like Lot. When God sends his messengers into a city, God does not go there to repair the city. Amen.
Amen.
But God comes to take them out of there. And God today has come to lift us out of this realm into a new reality, a new heavens and a new earth, which is already present. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have to understand certain workings of the cross. Amen. Because I observe that many of us are worried. We are so much worried about people around us, friends, relations, what will happen to them. We are concerned about sinners, how to save sinners. See, but we forget to be still and to actually receive ministration from the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to understand that the will of God for every soul upon the earth is to reconcile every man back unto himself. Praise God. And when God says he's going to do that, he will do it. Praise God. You cannot actually understand the workings of God with your natural mind. You can't. Amen. You can walk into heaven and you see somebody that you call a sinner sitting in the highest place, in the highest throne somewhere. And be there looking, what? After all I've done, what is that guy doing up there? Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. That's how it works. Because God has reconciled all men unto himself. Because the blood of Jesus is already operating even on the lady on the street outside. Even the one in the drunkard in the bar. See, even the homosexual, anybody that is free, because the grace of God is already working in them. Praise God. When they come to their senses, they will realize it. They will suffer now. Amen. They will continue suffering. But later they will wake up and say, what? This thing was there for me. I didn't know. Praise God. It's a tormenting thing to be separated from God. Let me tell you, every problem we have in this world is because we feel that God has left us. Because we feel that we are sinners. This sense of being a sinner is the separation between man and God. Remember Adam? What did God tell Adam? Who told you are what? Naked. When Adam said I'm naked, he was trying to say I'm unworthy. I'm a sinner. See, I'm filthy. I'm not worthy of God's name, of God's glory. And God told him, who told you are naked? Who told you are a sinner? Who told you are unworthy of my glory? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So men have suffered many things because they are orphaned. You know what it means to be an orphan? You are orphaned in this world. No God, no father, no helper in this world. Praise God. And you know, you see people trying to intercede. You see people shouting and crying all night. They are trying to reach across a gulf to get to God. They are trying to reach across a long separation. You know, a separation, infinite separation between them and God. And the people, they fast, they try everything to get across to God. See, not knowing that God is ever present. It is the mind. The mind has been what? Veiled. Praise God. Men have been alienated from the life of God. Praise God. I tell you, if you really know the secret of life, if you truly know the oneness you have with God, that I and the Father are one, exactly the way Jesus demonstrated in the days of old. You don't even need a bank account. Praise God. You don't even need any money, anything to survive, because you know that everything is working out for your good. If God be for me, who can be against me? See, but we started to calculate. We started to plan. We started to struggle for survival. When we started to feel that God has left us. Praise God. This is the veil. See, hallelujah. But the veil today is rent. Praise God. And as every man begins to hear the truth, and we begin to know that we have been all reconciled to God. No matter what you've suffered in this life, it does not mean, no matter what you've been through, we have all been reconciled to God forever. It is a wonderful thing, praise God. Let us understand that the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 22, that all men do what? All men did what? Die in what? In Adam. All men. Did you say some? All men do what? Die in Adam. Talk about 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 22. So, but even so, in Christ, all men shall be what? Made alive. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Did you say some men? Did you say some men will be made alive? He said, I'm reading God that one. I didn't put it in the, it's not there, it's not in the paper. He says, all men die in Christ, in Adam, so shall all men be what? Made alive in Christ. All men, not some men, not the one that says he, you know, he's holy and whatever, he's good. All men shall be what? Made alive in Christ, but every man after his order. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The plan of God is to reconcile all men back unto themselves. The Gentiles, the nations of the earth, those who are separated from the life of God, are being gathered. Praise God. And I tell you the truth. You see, when we open our mouth to speak, I was sharing with a sister in America sometime because she was worried about her relations who are passed away. And I was telling her, look, the things of God are deeper than you think. Even the ministration of Jesus was able to reach out to those who were dead. Praise God. There are invisible ears listening to you here as you speak. You are walking in heavenly places. See, when you walk in this mystery, it's actually the mystery of godliness at work. Angels, spirits see you. They recognize the Lord in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why when the Son Jesus from the spirits were tormented. See, these spirits are people that have departed the body. Hallelujah. They were there. The ministry of reconciliation goes deeper than you think. Praise God. Somebody said, well, that means I can do whatever I want. Well, that means you can continue suffering the way you want also. Amen. Because when you walk contrary to the truth, you will suffer the consequences of death. Praise God. The grace of God is not a license to do what? To misbehave or to sin. When you sin, you pay the price. See, torment comes into your life, fear comes into your life again. See, all those things that the Lord has delivered you from, you go back to it and you begin to suffer it again and again and again, and it will be worse. The devil will tell you this time, you're not living. This time you're going to stay with me. Now, 12 us. Praise God. And God is not doing anything. God's hands are always open for every man. Oh, praise God. This is the wonderful ministry of reconciliation. Praise God. It is written in the book of Colossians that Christ in God in Christ reconciling what? All men unto himself. Not what? Not minding their trespasses. God is not interested. God is not seeing anything. Doesn't look at anything. That his hands are open, reconciling what? All men unto himself. Hallelujah. Think of it. The only condition for those who are in Egypt to be free from Pharaoh represents the devil, the land of Egypt represents the flesh, the devil, the world. For the only condition for them to be free was to what? What was the only condition? For them to escape Pharaoh. What was the only condition for the Israelites to escape Pharaoh? To put the blood of the lamb on their door. who praise God. That is all. The only thing, God was not saying that he is going to look who is what they are doing inside the house. Or who was there, whether it's a sinner or not a sinner. All they needed was that blood upon the door. And when the angel passed and saw the blood, it was and moved on. And it shows the grace of God over every man. Praise God. To recognize the blood by faith. Praise God. Do you know that if Pharaoh had put the blood on his door, you know the angel would have passed away. See, that blood represents the grace, the forgiving power of God. Praise God. Even before you sin, everything has been what? Already been wiped out. That's why it's written that in him we have what? Forgiveness of sin. It's a present continuous sin. In him we what? We have forgiveness of sins. This is the provision for the saints. Eh? It's not for anybody. In him what we have forgiveness of sin. In him, that we will walk in him. Because I tend to stumble. But as we stumble, there's always that voice behind us saying, my son, stand up, man. Let's go. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. When the Israelites in their rebellion were beaten by snakes in the wilderness, wild snakes. Praise God. The Bible says that they were dying in their thousands with wild snakes because of their rebellion. And when they cried unto the Lord raised up, told Moses to raise up a pole with a bronze serpent on the pole. So that whenever they are beaten by that serpent, all they needed to do to be healed was to look at the serpent. Oh, praise God, that thing has really helped me, you know. You know, at times you do some things and you feel so disappointed in yourself. And that feeling of disappointment can lead you, the devil will now take over. You know what the Bible says that he roams around like a roaring lion. He's looking for any opportunity to accuse you before God. He's called the accuser of the brethren. And he's walking here, amen? Trying to deceive you that you are separate from God. Trying to deceive you that God doesn't love you. Trying to deceive you that you are unworthy of the glory of God. Trying to rob you of your fellowship with God. That's the royal lion, the devil. Hallelujah. When the serpent bites you, when that sense of guilt comes, the deceitfulness of sin, Paul calls it the deceitfulness of sin. You know, sin will deceive you into thinking that God has left you. Hallelujah. It causes you to be veiled once more, veiled from the reality of God's oneness with you. And he says, when that serpent bites you, look unto the bronze serpent, look unto the pole, and you shall be healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Today we have an eternal sacrifice. Hallelujah. Because we know that bronze serpent represents the body of sin that Jesus Christ bore for every man. Every man, eh? See, if any man has that faith to just look up by faith unto that sacrifice of the Lord, that eternal sacrifice, that eternal word that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. That word that says that Father forgives them for the word, know what they are doing. Do you think the Father did not listen to the Son when he says forgive them? Praise God. My head go to heaven and just see those people who crucified Jesus. You see them there, maybe sitting on the highest place. And you'll be there pointing, what? How do the people who crucified Jesus? Amen. The mind of God is higher. My ways are what? God does not accuse any man. God does not check to destroy any man. God's desire is that all men come to the knowledge of the truth and have saved them. That is the will of God for every man. Because the proud heart will never like this kind of message. The proud heart will feel that he has labored for his salvation. See, he has labored for his salvation. So why should the others enjoy the salvation that he has labored for? Praise God. Jesus Christ gave the parable of the people that were hired to work in the field. Some people had labored for the whole day, but some people just came in the last minute before the end, before the time of payment. They just walked in, and all of them got the same pay. Eternal life. The same pay is eternal life. And some people that were grumbling. Praise God, you can see men can be very wicked. You know what happened to Jonas when God forgave the people of Nineveh? Jonah was angry. You know? He was angry that why God had forgiven them. You see, the heart of man is very wicked. If God was a man, I'm telling you, look, that we want something else. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we have the work of God in our lives today, the work of grace, bringing about a unity of the faith. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. You can see this in the handout. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. Yes, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you henceforth walk not as the other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their what? Yep. Minds. Having understanding was darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is what? In them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to walk all uncleanliness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. If so be that you have heard from him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, then put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. No henceforth. Now we were all Gentiles, Amen. But you know what a Gentile is? A Gentile, spiritually speaking, is the one that is separated from God's inheritance. See, you have the God's chosen, amen, and you have the Gentiles, which are the other nations. You see, Haram. That's what the Arab, we call them Haram. Infidels, the nations that are annihilated from the life of God, alienated from the life of God. Now look at what the Bible says. It says, through the ignorance that is what? In them. That means God did not separate himself from them. They are separated from God due to what? The ignorance that is what? In their heart. God does not drive anybody away from his presence. It's your ignorance. It's a veiled mind. Alienated, separated. There's a veil between man and God, separated from the life of God. And God is trying to destroy this veil today as you hear the truth. Amen. 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 You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free into the glorious liberty. Amen. Of the Son of God. So that you can rule and reign and actually attain to that blessing that God gave you in the beginning. Because you are the one that God said, let us give all dominion, all power. Hallelujah. Amen. Let him rule over all. Let him reign over all. That was you in the beginning. And God never took away that blessing from you. The crown was never taken away from you. It's always been yours. Hallelujah. But today we are being reconciled back into this reality, so that the two are no longer one, but they are no longer two, but what? One and inseparable, one and united in love forever. Praise God. And when you begin to experience the lovingness of his presence and the peace, oh hallelujah. At times you can just come out and see, when you see people, you begin to weep. Oh God, man, God took me up high one time in the spirit, and when I got out and I saw people, I was just weeping because I saw that people are suffering. These people are like sheep without a shepherd. They are lost, gone astray. Hallelujah. But thank God, because the ministry of reconciliation is drawing every man back unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. That model which was from the beginning is being brought to life again. Praise God. Amen. The book of 1 John, chapter 7, chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1 says that thing that was from the beginning, I will draw this circle. The best way to explain the circle of godliness. Amen. John says that thing that was from the beginning, that thing which was in the Father, what was in God from the beginning, has been made manifest to all men today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how has it been made manifest? By the words that you are hearing this very hour. Because what is happening is that we are seeing that model that has been from the beginning. That perfect model. Have you thought of it? When you hear a lie, if there is a lie, there must be, logically, there must be the truth. Before the lie comes, there is what?
The truth.
When Jesus Christ says, "I am the truth," he said that I am the original model from the beginning. Praise God. And that one that the Father says is the image and the likeness of God to rule over all the works of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I call this the beginning. And the beginning, like I said, is not just, some people 2,000 years ago. The beginning is actually Christ. That's why when you hear the Bible talk about the beginning, it's actually speaking about a man. The beginning of the creation of God. You see this in the message, in the church in Laodicea, in the book of Revelation chapter 3. It says that the beginning of the creation of God. The beginning of the creation of God, that which was from the beginning, that which was with God, that which is in God, the very eternal life has been manifest upon the earth for all men to see. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And we saw this word of life, which is from the beginning. We handled it, we saw it. Praise God. And we call you to come and behold this same spectacle. Praise God. Because as we behold this model, which is the Christ from the beginning, we are transformed back into that same model. Hallelujah. The Bible says that as we behold him through the glass, we are what? Transformed from what? One image to another. We are transformed from what? From glory to glory. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. As we behold the mirror of the world, we are actually beholding the Christ. And in reality, we are actually beholding ourselves. We are actually beholding our true identities from the beginning. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And as we behold this spectacle, there's an awakening. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Paul says, "Be you renewed in your work, in the spirit of your mind." This is what we call repentance. See, repentance is not going to, like we see in the systems of religion. You go to a priest and you kneel down before the priest and you confess your sin. "Oh, pastor, oh, pray to me. I did this thing yesterday. I drank too much last night. See, I lost it after I laid it last night. See, I did this, I did that." Amen. Praise God. That's not the kind of repentance that will take you anywhere. See, that repentance, when Jesus Christ says, "Repent." See, the kingdom of God is at hand. He says, "Repent." He's speaking about a change. The Bible calls it metanoia. This is the original metanoia. I'm not too good in this. Metanoia means, what means? A change in your way, the way you reason. Amen?
Amen.
A change in your mind. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, is near you. But don't repent, because by your repenting, change in your mind, you can now once more rediscover that kingdom of God. Thank God. This is the perfect will of God that will not be conformed to this world, but be transformed through the renewing of our minds. Because in reality, from the beginning, they are pure spirit, we are invisible. Amen.
Amen.
The Father is spirit. Amen. Amen. And those who will worship the Father, we worship in his spirit and in truth. And the Lord is the spirit. And the Lord is the truth. That's why it says, I'm the truth. Amen. If you want to worship the Lord, you better be conforming yourself back into that spiritual state we lost from the beginning. That is the only way you can please God. In spirit and in truth. Be born again. Flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. Since in actual fact, it is the new flesh and blood is actually your mind, your mindset. We become carnal creatures. Since we become creatures of the dust who reason by their natural senses. And this was not the original design. If you look at the animals in the field, the animal is hungry, the cow is hungry, it goes to eat grass. Isn't it? When the time comes for copulation, it means the female and it copulates and they have a child. You see, they have this mechanism going in them which is natural. See, it's only for this present natural world. They can't see beyond this physical. But it's not so for the Son of God. Because the Son of God is from eternity. The Son of God is spirit as his Father is spirit.
Hallelujah.
Even though the Son of God might appear, when I say the Son of God, I'm talking of you. See, even though the Son of God might appear for a moment in the flesh, this is not his world. Hallelujah. We are beginning to remember our beginnings. Hallelujah. Praise God. The flesh and blood, that which is earthly, cannot enter into God's kingdom. There has to be what? A renewal, a transformation in our minds daily. Praise God. This is what the Spirit of God is performing in our lives today. As we hear the truth, there is a renewal in our minds. Amen. You know, I can walk into a place today and certain things that were holding me bound in the flesh before don't hold me bound anymore. Why? Because the mind has been tuned. Amen. The frequency of the reasoning has been tuned to be aligned with the mind of the Spirit. Praise God. Because if you are spiritually minded, you cannot be tempted. See, temptation comes hand in hand with carnality. Praise God, can God be tempted? No. Neither can you be tempted in your true state. But when you walk in a false identity, you lose track of your invisibility in God. Praise God. So we are returning back to the beginning. That life has appeared, brethren. And God is calling his saints today. Those who have ears to hear, because this world we are living in is passing away. Praise God. I just passed a cemetery. A cemetery down the road where one of my friends was buried some years ago. And I was talking of about 8 years ago. And when I passed there, you know, you talk to me that well, nobody, the crowds are gathered to cry that day, they're no more there crying for him. You know it? And I'm sure maybe they're even taking away the body from there. Because I think in Italy, the space for the grave is actually for some limited period. See, that's how it goes. See, we don't want to waste our life in vanity, amen? Rather, we want to be a generation like Enoch, who did not taste of death. Praise God. We want to be that generation that Jesus Christ says they will not die. These are the ones who have discovered their true identities from the beginning. Oh, hallelujah. These are the ones who have come to the place where the veil has been removed from their minds and they can see with a clear vision that they are one with God. This is the gospel that God brought you. See, if you are one with God, you are in paradise. Jesus Christ said, no one has been to heaven except I, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. If you truly know the presence of God in his fullness, in his presence is what? The fullness of joy. When he says the fullness, the heights, It can't go beyond that. Praise God. In His presence is delight forevermore. That is why He said that He's here to guide us. Hallelujah. To the place of His right hands, where there are delights forevermore. He said that He will not leave your soul where in hell. That is in separation from God. Pining away in your sense of sin. But He's here to gather you back unto Himself. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. It's something we have to know for experience, brethren, that we are one with God. It's a lovely thing to know the secret. Hallelujah. The model that God is revealing today. Hallelujah. You just have to understand that without a condition, you have a part in God. And this is the ministry that God has handed over to me right from the days of my youth. Even though the ministry was done for some time, but it has come alive today. Hallelujah. By grace. See, and I tell you, if you can listen carefully and follow these teachings carefully, you will discover a new heavens and a new earth. Praise God. See, God is reconciling His people unto Himself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can we pray?